Active listening is a key component. It's a key skill in doing motivational interviewing well. You need to listen so well that you don't just hear the words and are able to reflect the words, but you need to hear the emotion, the doubt, maybe the insincerity, the confusion, and you need to be able to reflect that back. You need to hear it, understand it, and respond to it in such a way that it's reflected back to the individual so that they can use that then to help themselves move along. There is a sensitivity to language when you're doing motivational interviewing. It doesn't mean that you have to have a big vocabulary, but how you say certain things is extremely important. Tone of voice is important when you are exploring, you know, how you're doing motivational interviewing, how you're interacting with clients. But so both verbal and nonverbal cues are really important because there can be just that little inflection where we may think we're asking a question, but really we're saying something. You know, it's a rhetorical question. And if people aren't aware of that, they don't realize that that may be the tone of voice may be creating the resistance with the client. One of the differences about this approach is realizing that it is oftentimes the clinician, the helper, that creates the resistance. Forever and a day, we used to think, well, it's the client that's resistant. The client doesn't want to change. It's the client's problem. You know, they need help. They're sick. They're this, that, they're that. And when you get hip deep into motivational interviewing and really learn this skill, you start to realize, if you're getting feedback on yourself and really examining yourself, that we create a lot of the defensiveness. We create a lot of the resistance by tone of voice, by preaching to people rather than listening, by prejudging them. All the things that we do in common, normal conversation sometimes that we have then translated into our clinical world and our helping world. So that's one of the blessings of motivational interviewing is that it helps the clinician really look at themselves, and its purpose is to empower the client to make the changes. You're helping this client look at their thinking, look at their behavior, look at their goals and how their behavior is interfering with them reaching their goals, not my goals as a clinician, their goals as an individual. So it really respects the fact that change comes from the client and that we are simply a vehicle to help that process move.